the Financial Sense Lifetime Income Program. Now, here's the Financial Sense News Team, Jim Poplava and John Loeffler.
Well, one of the big dilemmas for most individuals going to school today and parents is education. Private education, if you're planning on going to college, can run anywhere from $150,000 to $250,000, and talk about maybe $80,000 to $100,000 going to a public school. A lot of parents and a lot of children end up out of college with massive amounts of debt and have no jobs. Well, that is about to change as a result of internet and innovative companies that are placing people into high-paying jobs and positions. Joining me on the program is Cameron Sorsby. He's chief operating officer of a company called Praxis. You know, Cameron, when I saw one of your founders on television talking about what you were doing, it reminded me of sort of the apprentice programs that we used to have in the 14th century when we had medieval guilds where you took somebody, you put them through a training program, and then they were apprenticed, and then eventually they had a full-paying job or skill set. Tell our listeners a little bit about Praxis, because you're breaking the mold of education and work.
Yes, absolutely, Jim. And thanks for having me on. So Praxis, it's a 9-month apprenticeship program, and we are connecting high quality young talent, anywhere from 18 to 25 year olds, to high growth businesses, usually tech startups. And, you know, how the program works is these participants are coming in. They've signaled to us, we have a thorough application process, and I can talk about what we look for. But essentially, they are going into these high growth companies in sales, marketing, operations roles, and they are learning by doing. Our theory is the best way, just like the old apprenticeship model, the best way to learn a specific skill, trade, or more importantly, to be that kind of entrepreneurial value creator in today's professional world, you need to start doing it. So that's the real name of the game for us. We're kind of taking our participants. We provide some initial training and development and continued education to help them along. But they're really taking the lead by going into these full-time roles and creating value.
So let's contrast the typical model that's been in place probably since World War II. Junior goes to high school. He graduates from high school. He goes away to college. And if we take a look at college costs, have been going up 6 to 8% a year. And that was the paradigm. And then as the cost of college education rose year after year, you know, we've gotten to a point now where a private education can run $150,000 to $250,000 and a public education $80,000 to $100,000. I read a statistic, the graduating class of 2015, only 15% of students had meaningful jobs. So contrast what you guys are doing to the typical paradigm where junior gets out of high school, goes away to school, amasses a large amount of debt, or his parents do, to your program where they go through a boot camp. You put them in an apprentice program where they're actually earning money. And at the end of the apprentice program, they're hired in a full-time job.
Right. So how the program works is you come in, we have these young, very driven, hardworking, independent young people. And they've already shown kind of that entrepreneurial spark. They have it in them. And in our 3-month boot camp, they go through a personal branding module, an intensive writing module. And then the last month is dedicated to specific training for their apprenticeship. And through that, we're really preparing them to go in and be able to have a meaningful role right off the bat with the company they're working for. And then they continue in that 6 months. And while in those 6 months, they're working full time, it's built into our agreements with our business partners. They're doing self-driven projects. They're shadowing the executives of that company. They're getting that real world experience. And it works because all three parties that are involved are benefiting. The participant is obviously benefiting because they're getting that experience to be able to create value and build a professional portfolio. The business partner is benefiting because they're getting really hungry, hardworking young talent, which is really hard to come by today. that's kind of the original opportunity we saw, both kids coming out, unfulfilling opportunities, businesses always looking for talent, can't find it, and of course us. So it's a way for young people who have that strong, strong drive to accelerate their young professional careers. The way we like to put it is, you know, we have 18, 19, 20-year-olds in our program who just in that 9 months, you know, they're getting the experience that we would say it normally takes 2 to 5 years of legitimate work experience to get. And that's, you know, after you spend 4 years in university.
Let's talk about how this is so much different, because once they go through the 3-month boot camp, you put them in an apprentice program with business where they could be earning maybe $15 an hour, $2,400 a month. Contrast that, where they're actually earning money, not incurring debt, versus the opportunity cost of a typical person, let's say, that leaves high school, goes away to college, is not in the workforce for 4 years, maybe, unless they have a summer program that they work in, and they're incurring debt instead of actually earning money. I mean, so contrast that, because that is a major, major paradigm shift.
Yeah. So you're essentially paying to stay out of the professional world for 4 years. If you're going to college. And I'm sure there are large benefits to the college experience, but at the end of the day, when it relates to starting your career, again, you're paying to delay that process for 4 years. And that can be extremely harmful. Our participants, not only are they jumping into work experiences, and you know, they have challenges. Absolutely. These aren't perfect participants. They go in and they might have a little paradigm shift themselves once they're in their businesses, but that's what the program is there to guide them through. But in addition to that, not only are they just there to work a job for the company, but they're getting a full comprehensive education experience through our program. So they're working with our program advisors, who are typically successful startup professionals themselves, and they have group advising, one-on-one coaching. So they can help them navigate that 6-month apprenticeship and help them. We do 30-day projects, and we call them professional development projects that our participants do. And sometimes these projects are related to, you know, work they're doing at their company. I've had people redesign their company's website as a kind of additional to their 40-hour work week, what they're doing as part of their program experience, as well as personal projects. We have philosophy, economics, history modules that are designed for like a 30-day really strong introduction. And, you know, our participants are strong content creators as well. So they're getting that full education experience. The premise of practice is pretty simple. Now in today's world, you can get that traditional education, that knowledge base that, you know, most people go to college to acquire on your own. And in practice, you have a full community of young people doing the same thing. So you get high-level intellectual conversations and interactions as well as that work experience. So our claim is you don't need college to get the best of that education experience. And now you can focus on gaining that real-world professional experience with these apprenticeships.
You know, it's amazing because there's been several papers out, one by Nyberg on automation, and there's been several articles in the Wall Street Journal talking about the death of routine jobs. And they talked about this class of demographics in this country, let's say white males, they get out of high school, they don't go on to college, they did routine jobs, but a lot of those jobs are being automated today. So this is really, you're filling the gap here. Let me ask you this, Cameron. When somebody comes to you, what kind of individual are you looking for? In other words, what kind of skill sets, character, intelligence, or experience are you looking for in a job applicant?
Sure. So we have what we call the sleep in your car test, that we use that term quite a bit, especially when we first launched. But more than anything, what we're looking for in our applicants to the program are drive and work ethic, high character, high intellectual curiosity, and a, I would say, independent or entrepreneurial spirit. And the way we identify those things, if someone's coming directly out of high school, it's highly likely that they will have above average work experience for a high school student. So even just, you know, a year of waiting table and showing that you were successful in that position, we love to see these young people applying to our program with that type of service experience, because there's so much that's relatable to just serving a customer on a daily basis. You understand that you are there to serve them. And a lot of our other applicants, they have kind of entrepreneurial projects of their own. We've had a 16-year-old applicant, Austin. He came to us. He was homeschooled, and he was already teaching computer and 3D printing classes to other homeschool students. So that's a nice combination of, wow, not only do you have that leadership ability, but you also have specific skills that you've done as well. We've had participants that have created events and launched, you know, small businesses while they were teens. Those are always good signs. But more than anything, to have some experience in the professional world, and that can be shown through above average teen jobs, as well as strong communication throughout our application process. People that are able to email and respond to us in a timely manner, it's incredible how much of a large signal that can be that you are going to be a high quality participant in our program.
And how do you find, I mean, do companies come to you? I mean, as you've developed this program and put it in place and you've been successful doing so, do you find you get more partners, more companies are coming to you and say, hey, you know, we're starting up, we need this kind of skill set, can you help us? I mean, how does this all work?
Absolutely. So, you know, right from the beginning when we launched 3 years ago, companies were really intrigued and interested. You know, if you just explain the program to a business owner, 9 times out of 10, they just get it. And I hear it all the time. Oh man, I wish this program was around when I was in school, because they understand, you know, what has made them successful has been the on the job experience, learning, you know, how to communicate and interact with people more than anything. So our business partners, more than anything, get it. And that's grown even more over our first few years, because now we're building a strong reputation. Our business partners see our participants succeeding within their companies. A company here in Charleston called Ceteris, they are a software bookkeeping company. And we placed a participant with them. He was kind of a true apprentice to the CEO there. He did marketing strategy. He did some sales work. He did a bunch of grunt work with the operations and accounting teams there. And now he's serving as the chief of staff and the true right-hand man to the CEO. So once he graduated the program, they came back to us, like, give us more participants. So we placed a few more with them. And that's really what we're looking for, to build those long-term relationships with our companies. And once they get a taste of the practice participants, you know, with one or two of them, we see it all the time. They're coming back to us anytime they have entry-level roles available, and they want to work with our high quality young people.
So you're looking at this character work experience, you're looking for certain characteristics and intelligence, as you just explained with this one individual. So they go through this application process with you. You look at their resume, you interview them and assume that they meet all your qualifications. You put them in the program. So let's begin with boot camp, which lasts about 3 months. What happens during this period of time? And do you kind of do sort of tests with these individuals and say, you know what, your skill set is really going to be in sales, it's going to be in coding, or how does this work exactly?
Yeah, so it's all very project-based, even outside of that work experience. You know, we've found out our participants are best served by taking action more than anything. So participants come into the program and, you know, they go through our application process. During our application process, we find out two things. One, that they are at the quality we want to be in the program overall, that they're going to be able to be successful in the program experience, both the work and the education component. And then two, we get to know them a good bit. So, you know, we know with maybe 80, 90% reliability what types of roles are going to be best suited for. But that first month of the boot camp is where we really focus on, okay, what types of roles are you going to be best for? what are your interests? What are your skills? What are our business partner needs? Let's match those up. So they start the first month. It's our build a personal brand month. So the idea here is whether you have a degree or not, you need to have an online presence that shows people more than that certification. So all of our participants, they build a personal website. They start creating content on that personal website, and they do some type of small 1 to 2 week portfolio project. And most of the time that portfolio is related to the types of roles they might go into. So if it's a sales profile, participant looks like they're going to be a great profile for a sales position, maybe they'll start doing video blogging, you know, post on YouTube and just take a topic and work on their communication ability. And then they go into month two, and this is when we start shopping them and where they start interviewing with companies. And now the company, they know they're already getting, you know, high quality candidate from Praxis, but now they can go look at that participant's personal website, see what content they've created, learn about their story, and see if they really are a good fit for their company or not. So our businesses that we work with, it's a really, really great process for them because, you know, they're having difficulty finding qualified candidates for these positions they're trying to fill. They come to us and we say, hey, you can see all of our participants on our website once you're accepted as a Praxis business partner, and you let us know, you know, who you'd like to interview. Here's who we recommend. And you still get that chance to interview them. So, you know, as a Praxis business partner, 90% certainty that these participants are going to be qualified. And then from there, it's just about finding the right personality and culture fit.
So after they go through boot camp and you place them in a business, and I understand this sort of apprenticeship period lasts for about 6 months. At the end of 6 months, assuming that they do a good job, what is the percentage that actually get hired full time? Is it 80%, 90%? In other words, is there a guarantee they actually work for that company?
Yeah, so we have a 98% placement rate.
Wow.
With our business partners. Yeah. And that's with, as a participant, both the company you apprentice for, as well as other companies in our network. So how that agreement works is the business partner, you know, they agree to take on a participant for that 6 month apprenticeship. And they are only obligated to hire that participant full time if they succeed in the role during their apprenticeship. So once they start, the business partner and Praxis, we agree to like 3 expectation deliverables. Like, okay, you know, as long as a participant completes these expectations of the role, they will have that full time job offer. And then at the end of that, you know, our participant, they'll receive that full-time job offer, and it's up to them whether they'd like to accept it with that company. Almost all of our participants stay with the company that they apprentice with more long-term because they're having great experience. They're continuing to build skills and gain more experience. And if they don't, because, you know, at the end of the day, for our participants, we want them, you know, they're doing the program because they're discovering kind of what makes them come alive. What will be that fulfilling job for themselves? So when there are times where they don't continue with that specific business partner and they have succeeded in the program, we're still finding opportunities for them in different areas.
Let me ask you, when they go through this apprentice program, you said you have a 98% success rate in placing them into a full-time job where obviously probably the pay is much more. That 2%, what happens there? Are these individuals that either change their mind or something changes at the company they're apprenticing with? What accounts for that 2% non-placement?
Sure. So we've had just about 40 alumni, and we have just over 80 active participants in the program right now. So that 2% that don't end up with those full-time job offers, that don't continue with those companies, it's just a matter of either between Praxis, the business partner, and the participant, we found out the program wasn't a good fit. Maybe the participant found out, you know, this kind of entrepreneurial, high growth startup culture wasn't exactly what they were looking for. And that's totally fine. It's not for everyone. We're not trying to be kind of the all encompassing alternative to college. We feel there should be a lot of different options out there. You know, so we fit a specific type of personality, a specific type of profile, and sometimes we find out, you know, during the program, it just wasn't meant to be.
So as you put this program together, you have a number of participants out there. If one of our listeners was listening, let's say there's a parent out there and they're struggling with the idea that they don't have enough money to put their kids through college, they would like them to have a meaningful job, or let's say there just isn't enough money to pay for, let's say you're a parent, you have three kids, you know, even public education may cost you $250,000 to put all three kids through school.
Right.
If they were interested in something like this, what would be the best way to start this process with you? Do they contact you directly? Is there an application online? How does this process begin?
Sure. So I would tell them to go to discoverpraxis.com, and that's our website. It's always best to submit an application, and through the application, as long as you know you're interested, through the application process, you get more and more information about how the program works. You learn more participant stories, more details about the curriculum experience. You can also download our program guide on the website, and you can schedule a call with one of our advisors that can kind of walk you through how the program works in more depth. And then for our business partners, you can also go to discoverpraxis.com, and we have a page for businesses where if you're interested in looking at candidates, you have entry-level non-technical roles to fill with your growing companies. We're always looking to add companies to our growing business partner network.
So it's Discover Praxis, and Praxis is spelled P-R-A-X-I-S, discoverpraxis.com. Cameron, I want to thank you for joining us on the program here, because we've got May coming up here. May and June is graduation time. Parents are thinking, kids are thinking, you know, what am I going to do? I'm graduating from high school. Do I go on to college? Do I have the money to go on to college? And I really believe that this whole paradigm that has been in existence for 50 or 60 years, junior leaves high school, goes off to school, and incurs massive amounts of debt and is out of the workforce for 4 years, I think that's changing. And employers are basically saying, look, we need skilled employees to fill the jobs. It's amazing. It's not just manufacturing, but it's technology companies. And I'm glad to see something like your company come about. Cameron, I want to thank you for joining us. And once again, that website is called Discover Praxis, PRAXIS.com. And we've been speaking with this chief operating officer, Cameron Sorsby. Cameron, all the best to you.
Jim, thanks for having me.
You know, I first discovered Praxis on watching an evening newscast. And if you've been listening to the weekend program, we've been doing a series called Megatrends. And one was education, technology, and the age of guilds. In many ways, what Praxis is doing is what was done in the 14th century with the guilds, where somebody, if you were a stonemason, a goldsmith, or whatever the job was, you would go into this learning period, and then you would learn these skills, whatever was needed for your craft, and then you would be placed in an apprentice program. You'd work so many years in the apprentice program, and eventually you would have a skill set that you would enjoy for the rest of your life. And as we've seen so many times over the last probably decade, the cost of education has become so expensive. Student loans amount to trillions of dollars. Many of those loans won't be repaid. Parents going into debt, incurring massive amounts of debt to put their children through college, and then finding out a lot of these kids graduate from college with no jobs. And so I really think the internet in this whole education paradigm is going to be changing, and Praxis is just one example. Well, that is our show for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. On behalf of myself, Jim Poplava, we'd like to thank you for tuning in to Lifetime Income. Until you and I talk again, we hope you have a pleasant week.
You can subscribe to Financial Sense NewsHour in the iTunes and BlackBerry podcast libraries or at feeds.feedburner.com/FSM. Find more information about our guests at www.financialsense.com/newshour. Friend us at www.facebook.com/financialsenseonline. For our on-the-go listeners, you can access Financial Sense on your mobile device at m.financialsense.com. The Financial Sense News Hour is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered as a solicitation or offer to purchase or sell any securities. The investments, investment strategies, and investment philosophies discussed or presented on the News Hour each involve their own unique risk factors, which are not discussed on the show. Responses to listener inquiries are based on the personal opinions of James Poplava and do not take into account listeners' suitability, objectives, or risk tolerance. Financial Sense News Hour and its parent company shall not be liable for any financial losses that result from investing in any companies profiled on or advertising with Financial Sense, or arising out of the use of any material on the News Hour. Be advised that you invest at your own risk.